You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 124, Full Company Remodel, Part 2.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha e komo mai. Welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 124, Full Company Remodel, Part 2. This episode will not be as long as the Part 1 that we did last month. That episode was 116, if you would like to check it out. If you're really interested in different systems and structures and tools and technology, that might be a fun episode for you. If you hate that kind of stuff, don't listen to it. Reach out to my team and we'll help you with all that. But when I did that episode, the remodel wasn't complete and there were still some unanswered questions I had in the direction I was going with the Facebook group and some of the tools I wasn't really sure about yet. And I've made more of those model type decisions on changing the tools and things like that. Plus, I wanted to share all the new resources available and everything that we've changed. There were lots of changes to my offerings, and there's a lot of new free resources that weren't quite fleshed out when I did the part one. Plus, the part one was way too long. So this episode will just go over a few of the key things I learned and maybe things I would have done differently. So I'll link that part one in the show notes again if you're interested. It's fairly technical. So if you like that sort of thing, I invite you to listen. Or if you're just curious and want more of a behind the scenes look at why I changed things and what direction I'm moving in as strategy wise, something to learn from or something to not do because it looks like too much work, that's cool too. Or if you're thinking about upgrading your tools and systems so they work more in alignment of how you want to automate things or have visibility on certain stats in your business, it might be helpful to you. That episode included a lot of the why behind everything, and this one is more of a what's new kind of episode. A lot of links again in this episode, so don't worry. I have them all for you at ericaduran.co/124. And I'll be right back to share all this after a word from our sponsors. Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other. Nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, eight world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Want to design your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle? To get started, you can apply for my complimentary Aloha Strategy Session. Aloha, I'm Erica Duran, a freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer and high-level business coach and mentor. This complimentary Aloha Strategy Session is right for you if
You're tired of piecing together all that free stuff online and you're ready to implement your own systems and unique way of living and working. You desire to work productively from anywhere in the world and achieve that laptop lifestyle, but you don't want to spend all your time chained to your desk. And you're so done being baffled by technology. You want to earn at least $5,000 to $20,000 per month consistently in your consulting, coaching, training, or other entrepreneurial venture. You see other people charging premium prices for their programs and services, and you just can't seem to crack that code. You desire a high-level coach to peel back the curtain and share all her secrets. Does any of this sound like you? If so, I'd love to invite you to take advantage of this limited time offer today and apply for your complimentary Aloha Strategy session with me by going to ericaduran.co/aloha. A lifestyle of freedom and luxury is waiting for you, so let's not waste any time. Never settle. Mahalo.
Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo.
So first in this episode, I'm just going to go over a few changes in my company as far as the offerings and how all that turned out, and then talk about some of the tools that we used or didn't use, and then just some reflections on what happened and would I do it the same again, stuff like that. So anyways, let's get into the what are the changes in the company. So the biggest change, I think, is making my sales funnels and value ladders all lined up and in sync instead of a bunch of random programs everywhere. And a big part of that was combining the free Facebook group with an entry level to Club Alihi. And that just kind of put everything into alignment. So there's a true path of upgrades that happen. You know, we talked about value ladders the last episode and sales funnels. So instead of having a program over here and a program over here and a mentorship over here, it's kind of one clear path for someone now. So the free Facebook group too is also getting rid of that is also because it was very difficult. I don't know if you guys have multiple groups. It's very difficult when you have something you want to share, and then you're like, well, I don't know if I should share that in the free group because the paid group paid, and they should get the good advice, and it's just a mess. So I decided to get rid of that and just have a smaller group that's more connected, more interacted, and because Facebook isn't putting the group posts as much in the feed anymore. It was just a great idea and a great time to do this. As far as my packages go, my main mentorship packages, I kind of tweak those every 3 months or so based on who's coming to me and what they need and what's kind of the experience of what went wrong and what went right in the last quarter. So as far as the packages, the main differences this time are they're a little bit fewer phone calls. And that's because a year ago when I created these particular packages, a lot of people needed a lot of mindset help and were struggling with that. This batch of clients I have needs a lot of support with technology. So we put a lot more technology support, web development, sales funnel systems, and things like that in. And we took away just a few phone calls. I think we took away maybe 3 or 4 phone calls, which actually look at your packages if you're a coach or any kind of consultant, because if people get too many calls with you, they don't value them as much and they're not really prepared for them sometimes. So sometimes it's better to have more space in between the calls where the calls are for troubleshooting, brainstorming, designing packages or websites or sharing screens or anything like that. And if they have email support anyway and they're in Club Alihi that has 2 coaching calls a month anyway, they don't need as many one-to-one calls. So the theory goes, but we'll see. Another thing we added is showcasing our client's business and themselves on the podcast. That's part of the package now. Let's see here. You know, that's the major difference. And then, of course, all private clients have the automatic upgrade to Club Alihi VIP. See, we added a success store to the website. So I'm going to be adding lower cost offerings in there, home study courses, things like that. Right now, there's a 10-day online course in there, 10 days to snagging your first high paying client. And then we'll be adding some physical products in there too. One is called a prosperity journal that's being developed right now. And the point of that is it's based on kind of the same principles as the Freedom Journal, if you're familiar with that, the Freedom Journal or Mastery Journal from John Lee Dumas. His is accomplish your goals, your number one goal in 100 days. Mine's actually going to be fill your sales pipeline in 100 days. And by doing that, we've talked about this before, but doing that, keeping really focused on filling your pipeline for 100 days. Some people that can do it in 30, but 100 days will make it really stick so you don't go through feast and famine. 100 days of filling your pipeline, you shouldn't have to have ups and downs in your business if you stay consistent with that. So that's something that's coming, and you can get on the interest list for the Prosperity Journal if that sounds interesting to you. I think that's all the major updates as far as that goes. Now I'm going to just give a little recap on some of the tools that we are finding that we really like and some that are a little bit disappointing or some that we didn't end up using. So for one, I'm loving Acuity Scheduling. I wish I switched years ago. It's so much more entrepreneur focused and centered, and they cater more to online entrepreneurs or solopreneurs or service-based entrepreneurs, basically. I could see it being used in salons and things like that too, but those guys have their own software that I'm aware of. So Acuity Scheduling, some of my clients are even building their packages in there and they're collecting their Stripe payments and online payments and everything all through Acuity. So that's a great, they're more than just a scheduling tool. They probably should change their marketing a little bit because they're just marketing themselves as scheduling. But I'm really glad that we switched that. It's working really well. Another thing that's working really well is eClencher for social media. And that is because I chose it because it's based on more relationship building focused. And that's the direction I was going. Plus, it has almost every platform except Snapchat, which is great for me because I'm on every platform but Snapchat. So that worked out really well. ActiveCampaign is working great as a CRM, email system, all that kind of stuff, all in one customer platform, basically a marketing platform. Active Member 360 is working great as a membership site, and it's really well synced with ActiveCampaign. And I really love the look and setup of Active Relay, but for the last couple weeks, I cannot get any customer support from them. And it's really disappointing because in the beginning, the actual creator was on chat with me a lot and helping out a lot. But now it seems that, I don't know, it seems a little bit abandoned and I don't know what happened. And I have all these tickets in and I hope it's just a temporary thing, but I really like the program. I just wondering what happened to their people. I didn't end up setting up Webinar Jam yet for live webinars. I'm waiting on that for when this launch is over and I have a little bit more time and space to host live webinars frequently. And I might be incorporating that with Facebook Lives, which is Webinar Jam has a great Facebook Live feature. But what they didn't have, which was my main goal, they didn't have the raise your virtual hand by pressing *2 or *6 or clicking something. It was a really complicated process that I know my followers wouldn't get. And not that they are not smart. It's just, it was a complicated process. And when we had a conference line before, people had trouble even getting their PIN in to join the conference. So I know that Webinar Jam's way of getting people to raise their hand is not going to work. So we actually went with the upgraded version of freeconferencecall.com, which it's only a couple dollars a month to upgrade for a custom greeting, custom hold music, and no PIN required function. And we used Free Conference Call a couple years ago, and it wasn't very good, but I think there's been a lot of updates and improvements. So we're going to give it a go again. You can raise your virtual hand there with star six. I love Uber Conference for this function before these conference calls, but now that Club Elite is going to grow so much more, I really need them to have some way to raise their hand and not just be a big bunch of people talking over each other. So we're going to try this. If it doesn't work, we'll figure something else out. We did go with EverWebinar then for the Evergreen webinars. And you know from my internet company lingo podcast, you know what Evergreen means now. It means it's just there and it's automatic and the webinar plays when people join it. And then something really unexpected happened, and that's the big hurricanes in Texas and in the South. And our servers got completely wiped out for 3 days. So for this launch, we weren't planning on moving the servers, and we had to out of mini emergency here. So those are moved now to a company called A2, and those are pretty much the major updates. Everything else I said in the last podcast is kind of the same. Looking at FreshBooks instead of Xero for accounting because they got me. This is a lesson of why you need to niche. All the other accounting platforms were saying, great for small business, great for small business. And I don't call myself a small business. I call myself, you know, entrepreneur, solopreneur, freelancer, those kind of words. And I self-select myself to those words. And FreshBooks, all over their website, is solopreneur, solopreneur. So that's just how important that your niche and your niching down, for one, and then using the words that they use is important. That's what grabbed me in to read the rest of their website, was because they were labeling things how I called them. Anyways, that's pretty much all the updates. Everything else is kind of the same. Now let's just do some reflecting back. What I did and would I do it differently and what went really well. So again, I wasn't planning moving the servers, but I'm really glad it happened in August, a slower month for most businesses. Everyone's back to school shopping. Everyone's on vacation. It doesn't have to be slow if your marketing's consistent, but traditionally it's a little bit slower. We did launch on time. Labor Day was the goal, but the servers were down for 3 days during that week. But I'm glad it was that week and not, let's say, this week, the middle of September. The second thing was I booked some really large client projects in the middle of the remodel, and I don't think I would have scheduled it any differently. It was just a little bit juggling some pieces. We got everything done on time, but they're just projects I don't normally have on my plate, and they popped up during this big remodel. Another thing I would have changed is to always give more buffer time. We know this. It always happens, right? Projects always take longer than they seem, even if you're really good at planning them out. Got everything launched by Labor Day. Like I said, that was the goal. But it was just, sometimes there was a little crunch time here and there. And so just a reminder to always add in some buffer time. And another thing I would do, I tell my clients to do this all the time, but sometimes when you're in launch mode, you don't even take your own advice. And I would have scheduled days off during this remodel period rather than pretty much crashing and needing to take a day off and getting to the end of my rope and needing a day off. So I tell my clients all the time to schedule that in, but we don't always follow our own advice, and that's why we need our own coaches. Another thing I reflected on was that I wish I did this sooner. I'm already seeing the benefits of having everything integrated and true funnels and the packages in alignment and the value ladders make sense and everything's in a straight line now. There's no random programs running around. You know when you wake up that day and all you have to do is fill the front end of the funnel. It's so much simpler to there's no second guessing or anything. It's just all I got to do is fill the front end of this funnel. Way less second guessing now. And plus, just saving a ton of time with all the automation. There's a lot less manual admin work, and everything is just kind of humming along. There's a few bugs here and there, but I'm so thankful that the Club Alihi members are testing everything out and telling me when something doesn't work. I know that doesn't happen a lot, and I just really appreciate that. So I want to talk about this other concept here. Now that I've done a ton of research and learning new things and figuring things out, I am not going to be... I think this is helpful because you don't want to stay in research and learning mode all the time, because you'll be constantly updating things and not focusing on your actual business of marketing and sending your emails out and get working with clients. So it's great. You probably heard me talk about this before. After you get everything set up, shut off the learning for a while and just focus on your marketing and building relationships and creating. And this really helps me not always feel like I need to be constantly jumping to the next hot strategy on social media or the next fancy tool. I had my other system up for over 3 years and it worked just fine, but it was time for an upgrade. And doing all that really does zap your energy and your focus from your main goal. So if you could get your systems up and then stop it and get back to hustling with Aloha, I think that will really help you. There's seasons for learning and setting things up, and there's seasons for shutting everything off and just being. And I, in these times, I'll maybe have one or two people or my personal coach that I will listen to. But other than that, I kind of shut everything else off and just focusing on building relationships and hustling with Aloha.
Pauhana work is done on this episode. If you need some support with your online strategy and marketing and setting up your unique business model, or you just want someone else to do all this tech integration for you, don't hesitate to book your Aloha strategy session today. Go to ericaduran.co/aloha. Mahalo for listening. Ahui ho. Until we meet again, sending you Aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.